Life goes up and it goes down. I know my mom taught me that. I figured why we fool around so little and we keep track of time, being so serious, idiots.
Hola, bonjour, guten Tag, konnichiwa.
Before the clock runs out.
Hello, hello there. Hi guys, and welcome to Roller Coastin'. I'm your host, Megano. And thanks for joining me. Woohoo! Stand a little, please. Woohoo! Stand a little, please. Woohoo! Guys, the sun is shining. I am in one good mood. I don't know where you guys are. That's why I started a podcast with a few different languages to hopefully suit wherever you are in the world. If you're from one of those places where I didn't say the correct hello, please let me know and I will rectify that for next time. But guys, Glasgow, I've been here for 4 days now because I was in Lisbon last week. Lisbon, pissing the rain. Like, actually bouncing off the ground type rain. And I'm putting that on my story, like, well, we've really picked the weather, like, trying to make a light-hearted joke of it. And people are like, oh no, look at the weather here. Sending me pictures of, like, the sun shining people out sunbathing. I'm like, do you honestly think I need to see that?
Do you?
Do you really think that's what I needed to know whilst I'm sitting here getting pissed upon in Lisbon? No. However, the weather here has been absolutely gorgy-porgy. It just puts me in the best mood. The serotonin levels, oh, they are sky high. However, this weekend coming, I'm actually going to the races twice. I'm going once on Friday for work and then again on Saturday with my friends, which I'm so, so excited about. And the weather forecast is, wait for it, snow. Snow. Wait till you see my outfit, specifically Saturday's outfit. It is the least snow-like outfit you are ever going to see. It is summer in a dress and it's to be snowing. It's just absolute typical. Anyway, races coming up, as I said. Honestly, this week coming is a very crazy, busy, manic week. This morning I was having like a kind of Monday morning freak out, which I tend to have. I just like panic, get overwhelmed, blah, blah, blah. But then I wrote in my diary, wrote in my planner, I've got a wee plan of action and I'm feeling a wee bit more chill. So it's a crazy week coming up, to be honest. I can't share too much at the moment, but I'm sure you'll find out in time, in good time. Good things come to those who wait. Kidding on, it's nothing. It's not that. Oh, God. Shut up, Megan. Anyway, for this week's episode, I thought, why don't we do a wee Q&A? Let's just do a random Q&A. There's no rhythm. There's no reason. Rhyme or reason? What's that saying? There's just no topics or anything. It's just a totally random Q&A. Me and you. Tell me what you're thinking. I'll get answering. That's what we're doing. So buckle up, guys. You're in for an absolute ride on this roller coaster. Let's go. Right, let's start with this question. Did you start ice skating lessons? So, guys, if you are a regular rider over here in roller coasting, you'll know that one of my New Year's resolutions was to take up ice skating. And guys, I did, albeit for a short period of time. I did take it up and I did do, I think it was two lessons I'd done. And then I went once, like, on my own. Not on my own, I went actually with my nail tech and her big sister. I love those girls so much. Shout out to Amy and Zoe, if you're listening. But I went with them and that was really fun. But here's the thing. One, I actually, and this is not an excuse, I really struggled to find the time because the ice skating where my instructor was is like a 40 minute drive from my house. So you're talking 40 minute drive, I would on the ice, 40 minute drive back, and it tended to be like a Friday morning to fit with the instructor's schedule. It was just too much. I couldn't commit to it every week. And secondly, it's so hard. I actually have terrible balance. Like, it's a known thing that I, one, can't walk in a straight line, and two, just randomly trip over my own feet all the time. Now, I do have this theory, it's down to the shape of my feet, right? If you've been lucky enough to see my feet, they are one, really, really, really narrow. Like, see when you used to go to Clark's to get your shoes fitted for primary school and you'd step you on that mad machine? The people that worked there laughed at my feet. Like, no joke, they were mocking my feet.
I have childhood trauma.
So, my feet are really, really, really narrow. Also, my, sorry, Pardon me. Oh, that was aggressive. That was like Shrek. Hello there. Is it Shrek that says that? Anyway, my feet, right? My big toe is the same size as my thumb, like 100% the same size. Is anybody else's? Is that normal or is that just me? I'm not sure. But then they're the pointiest feet in the world. Like, oh, my friends call me like dark toes. What else do they say? Like sword feet, arrows. They're really, really pointy. The difference between my baby toe and big toe is remarkable. Like, I genuinely see if I didn't have that big toe, I think I'd be like a kid size 11. I have really, really odd feet. And I think that's why I struggle to balance and I have no sense of direction, because they, like, I can't walk in a straight line. Stone cold sober, can I walk in a straight line? So adding that onto ice, I think, was actually just quite silly, to be honest. I did go, I did give it my best shot, but it was also quite embarrassing because when I'd do my lessons, there was all these professionals on the ice practicing their routines. So they're literally like doing like the fucking bolero, and I can't even stop myself on the ice. So I don't know. It was like a wee bit embarrassing for me. I'm honestly not someone who gets embarrassed as well. So, you know, it must have been pretty mortifying if I felt embarrassed. I'm not like saying that's it. I feel like I'm just, what's that thing you call it? Just putting a wee thingy in it. Like, I'll go back to it. I will when I feel like I have more time and when I feel ready to tackle the ice again. But yeah, it was pretty short-lived. But never say never. I will never say never. I will fight. Someone asked, do you ever feel like you want to get Harry a wee pal? For anyone who doesn't know who Harry is my dog. He's our family dog. He's a wee Westie. He's 10 years old and he is just the most amazing, funny, calm, relaxed soul to ever grace this earth. Honestly, no. Like, when I was younger, I used to think it'd be so fun to have like a wee Scotty dog. They're like the wee black dogs that kind of look like Westies, but they are actually dead different. But I thought it'd be so funny if we had like a Westie and a Scotty dog. Like, that would look so cute. But Harry is just like, see, in our house, everyone is equally as obsessed with Harry. Like, you know, in some houses, people like don't really care for their dog. I know it's odd. It's quite scary behavior, that. But in my house, everyone's obsessed with Harry. And like, he is just very much the main character of the Welsh household. So I kind of like him getting all the love and attention. Like, whenever somebody comes in the house, they're like, Harry, oh my God. And you just like cuddle him and kiss him. And it would be a bit weird if there was another dog to see to, I think, like, just with our dynamic. So no, Harry is very much a main character and I just love giving all of my love and attention to him. He honestly is my life. Like, Harry's not a very affectionate dog. Like, he doesn't know how to kiss anyone. Like, genuinely, I've never witnessed him kiss anybody. And he's very much like a lone ranger. He's a very independent wee dog. But he lets you like pick him up and cuddle him, and he'll sit on your knee and he'll sleep in your bed and stuff, which is more than enough. But yeah, he is just like my full life. And I hate, my dad started saying like, we need to make sure we're making loads of memories with Harry, which we do, but he's like, we need to take him to the beach at all the opportunities we can because he's getting old. And I'm like, please do not say those words. Like, he's 10, right? And I know that is quite old for a dog, but you'd never know he's 10. He's literally immaculate. He's so hyperactive still. He's so much fun. I cannot possibly think of a life. Oh my God, I'm getting upset. I cannot possibly think of a life without Harry in it. Like, I just fail to believe. Oh my God, why am I really upset? I just fail to believe he'll never not be here. Right, that's gonna do because I'm getting really upset. Do you have anything super exciting coming up? Not individually. Like, no, I don't have any edits or collections or anything like that planned. I wish. Maybe one day. No, nothing like personal, just to me. But I am a part, I suppose, of something really quite cool. And something that I'm low-key quite anxious about, but also really excited about. But that's all I can say. Someone said, what is your secret to being happy 24/7? Please teach me your ways. Well, here's a not so secret, but I'm not happy 24/7. I only really show though the good parts, because I want like my social media platforms to be like a fun and a positive, and like, I suppose, like an uplifting place. I don't really want people to come on to my like social media, and if I'm having a terrible day and upload like a picture of me crying and moaning and sobbing, that could potentially bring somebody's mood down, and that's just the last thing I would want. So I do only show the good bits, but I suppose that's kind of false, and I also really like to keep it really real and be really honest. So I'm not afraid to say that I have terrible days. The older I get, the more I realise I think I actually am a really anxious person. Not day to day, luckily. Like, day to day, I'd say 70 or maybe even 80% of the time I am in a good mood and I do feel genuinely happy and I have like such a joy for life. But that other 20 or 30%, if there's like something that's kind of clouding over me and there's some kind of issue there, I am really, really bad at dealing with anxiety. Like, I work myself up into a terrible frenzy. Like, Callum, he gets the brunt of it all. Like, he sees me at my lowest, he sees me at my worst. Like, there's nights I really can't get to sleep, I just sit sobbing, like, I'm in full panic mode. So the secret is, I'm not happy 24/7. I do have my bad days, and sometimes my bad days are quite bad, which I'm not really afraid to admit, because we all have bad days, don't we? But for the time where I am in a good mood, I just do, as cringy as it sounds, try to focus on the good. I am so lucky with the life that I live. There's so many amazing things going on that do outweigh the bad. And I just try to focus on that and be grateful for what I have in front of me. Yeah, that was deep. What job did you want when you were younger? I really, 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 really wanted to be an actress. Specifically, if we're talking young, I specifically wanted to be on Disney Channel because I thought I could sing. I can kind of dance. Look, if I tried, I could dance. And I would say I can act. Look, I've got an A in higher drama, right? That's telling you something. So I really, really wanted to be on Disney Channel, and I really did believe I would be. So this is why I can't really believe in manifesting shit, because look, I did manifest it and it didn't happen. So meh. But growing up and in high school, I still wanted to be an actress. And then it got to like maybe like fourth year, and I was like, that's not going to work for me, which is actually a bad attitude to have, because that's when I started to try to be more, sorry, my burping's so bad today, that's when I tried to be like more realistic, and therefore started doing shit that I hated and ended up miserable. And now my job, like, who would have thought I'd be an influencer? That's pretty, I suppose, to some people, quite an unrealistic goal as well. So who knows, maybe if I really tried to pursue it, I could have got somewhere with the acting. But I'm very, very happy doing what I'm doing now. But when I was younger, I really wanted to be an actress. Somebody asked, do you ever feel pressured or obliged to post content regularly? 100%, yeah. And I don't think that's a bad thing. This is my job. This is what I get paid to do. Not my podcast, but YouTube, TikTok, Instagram. Those are all things I can get paid to post on. So the same way someone with an office job is expected to turn up to the office, I'm expected to post. So yeah, I definitely feel pressure, but that's pressure that I want. And if I didn't feel that pressure, I wouldn't be getting paid. So it's definitely not a moan. There's obviously days where I can't be bothered, and the thought of getting my hair and makeup done and taking a picture is like, oh, I can't be arsed. Just like we all can't be arsed going to work sometimes, but it's not a negative thing at all. This is my job. This is what I choose to do, and I absolutely love it. A lot of people have asked, are you planning on moving out with Calzo? Calzo, guys, is my boyfriend. His real name's Callum, but we do refer to him as Calzo. The answer is yes, that is definitely the plan. Me and Callum, come October this year, will have been together for 7 years. 7 years! It's so hard to believe, because in the grand scheme of things, I'm still young, but obviously we met really young. We started going out when I was 17 and he was 19. But yeah, I kind of feel like we're in like a limbo a bit, if that makes sense. I don't know if anyone who's in the same position could relate, but I feel like we have been together for so long, like 7 years, you know, like people are married, they have kids within that time. Whereas we've just always stayed in this one area where it's like, we go out and I go to his house, he comes to my house, and that's it. There's not been a change at all to our relationship. So I do feel like the next thing we need is to move out, and it's something I really look forward to, and it's something I think we are both getting ready to do. But it's not that easy, obviously, like, try to get on the property ladder and shit. So the plan is, hopefully, I'd say, like, the end of next year we'd move out, so the later end of 2023. But we'll just need to see where we are financially, what we can afford. I hear all this stuff about, like, gas and electricity rising, and it gives me the fear. I'm really, really scared of moving out for a couple of reasons. For money reasons, because I feel like me and Callum won't know what's his. Also for someone breaking into my house, because Callum is just as big of a scaredy cat as me. So I don't really know who's going to protect us in that aspect. And I'm also just scared of living away from my mum and dad. My mum and dad do a lot for me. So I'd be really scared of that, and really don't look forward to not living with Harry, because Harry would save my mum and dad, which I can't, again, cannot talk about. What holidays, if any, do you have planned for the rest of the year? Oh, right, I don't know what it is. I find it really, like, cringy and difficult to talk about holidays I'm going on. Honestly, I don't know. It probably sounds bonkers, but I feel like I'm really showing off, and I feel like it's, like, unrelatable, and I'm being, like, flashing. I'm being like, oh, look at me and all my holidays. Do you know what I mean? I think because the way I've been raised, I have been really, really fortunate that I've always went a summer holiday for mum and dad. Well, up until I was, like, 17 or something. They took me away every single year, once a year. But that was a lot more than what, like, some kids at school and stuff got. But I never thought in my head that you'd go away more than once a year, because I knew holidays cost money and it's hard to get time off work, etc., etc. So now, obviously, this year, I have so many planned. I feel embarrassed to say, but I suppose on the other hand, I have been working hard. I am really fortunate to be in a position where I can afford multiple holidays. Oh, sorry, I'm cringing out here. Why am I? This is another thing I do. I just have to explain everything because I'm so scared of, like, people judging me and people thinking bad of me. Oh, God, what an absolute complex I'm in. Anyway, yes, I do have holidays planned. Now, the next one booked is Ibiza. Woohoo! So excited. I'm going there with my friends. I'm so excited. We're going for a week. I feel like that will be the point where life officially feels normal. Like, back in Ibiza, in busy clubs, in the sun, with my friend, I feel like that, to me, is just normal, amazing life. So that's in June. Me and Molly might go away to a wee city break in April. The reason we, like, jet off so much is, one, because we have the same job, and so our schedules kind of match. And also for content, like, it's really hard. This sounds so stupid, like, first world problems, but it does get hard to continue taking pictures in the same place all the time. Like, naturally, you run out of places, your feed starts to get boring. So a wee city break really does the wonders of good for us work-wise. So we might try and jet off. We fancy Barcelona between now and June. In July, I think me and Molly are going to try and go to Greece. Not booked or anything yet, but that's kind of the plan. And August, I'm going to Malta with all my friends. I'm so excited about this. Like, there honestly must be about 40 of us going, like, no lie. We're all going to Malta for a festival, but we're staying in Malta for longer because we're staying in this, oh my God, wait till you see this pad we are staying in. I have never seen the likes of it. I've never even seen this kind of thing in a movie. It's unbelievable, and we didn't even pay, like, that much. Like, you know, we're no rich, so that's going to be absolutely insane. Nothing September. In October, me and Calum are going to go to Tenerife, which I'm so excited about. I just love Tenerife. You actually can't go wrong with Tenerife. And that's that. That's everything I have planned for the year so far. Who knows if I'll go more than that? I don't really know. But yeah, I just feel really exceptionally lucky, and a wee bit, like, pinch me when I think of all the holidays I'm going on. But I also get mortified of telling people because I'm like, I just don't want it to look like I'm showing off. Anyway, do you want kids? The answer is yes, I do. I 100% do. But, like, strictly not until I'm in my 30s. Getting pregnant is one of my biggest fears. I honestly think I'm going to be hellish. I'm going to be a hellish pregnant lady, because I do, like, I definitely do have health anxiety. Like, it's not diagnosed, but I do. The states I get myself in is so bad. It is actually something I have recently really been considering speaking to somebody about. I actually said to Cal last night, like, I think I should just go to a therapist. And he was like, yeah, I think you should. It is bad. It makes me ill. Like, I convince myself I'm unwell to the point I start feeling symptoms. It's not good, and it's not any way to live. So if I keep up like this and I'm pregnant, you do not want to be around me. You do not want to hear from me. Feel free to block my number, because, oh my God, I am going to be hell on earth. So getting pregnant itself terrifies me. Giving birth, oh my God, I cannot begin to think about the pain I'm going to be in and how terrible I'll be. You know when you watch One Born Every Minute and people are screaming? That will be me times 10. Like, honestly, someone will need to put me on a deserted island so I can have my baby, or else everyone around me is going to go deaf. So yeah, I'm really scared. I thought of being a mum and having this small blob of life to take care of petrifies me. I don't even do a very good job of taking care of myself. I'm very clumsy. I hurt myself a lot. I don't really know how to take care of a child. So the whole thing is such a fear to me. It makes me feel physically sick when I think about it. But I do want to be a mum. And I know that is my future. I know I'd be a good mum. I know Callum would be the best dad ever. So I do want it to happen, but I have a lot of fears to overcome, and I do not want that until I'm at least a big 3-0. My 20s are for living life. Someone has asked, would you ever dye your hair a different colour? So if you are relatively new to me, oh, that sounded weird. If you've not followed me on Instagram for a long time, then you would not have seen the wacky hairstyles I have had. So right now my hair's brown. It has two blonde bits at the front. That's it. It's got loads of extensions in it. Because when I was 16, I started bleaching my hair. Fell down that bad trap of bleaching it. You start with a few highlights, then you get half heads of highlights, then you get a full head of highlights, then you just say, fuck it. Paint the bleach onto my scalp and let it burn. That's the route I went down. So I used to have like white blonde hair. I also had grey hair, like genuine granny grey hair at one point. I had pink hair. I've had peach hair. I've had half white, half hot pink hair. I've had half white, half purple hair. I've had half white, half blue hair. I have had every hair colour under the sun, and it is not worth it. Let me just tell you right now, it's not worth it. Also, I have an iron deficiency, so I never had a lot of hair to begin with. So that was just a match made in hell, to be honest. Bleach and iron deficiency. My hair snapped so, so bad. Like, I'm talking above my ears, it snapped off. My hair right now is still so shit. Like, there's not a chance in hell I'd leave the house without my extensions. I'm so insecure about it. It's probably my biggest insecurity is my hair. But I've done it all to myself. I'm the only one to blame. So I probably won't ever change my hair again. I actually love being brown. Brown is my natural hair colour. I don't know why I ever wrecked it. But I love my hair at the moment. I like having the wee blonde bits front, because I feel like that just like spices it up a wee bit. All I want is healthy hair, and if that means never dying again, that's absolutely fine by me. Oh, here's a good one. Somebody said, how are you feeling after coming off of the pill? I actually will do a full episode on this. I know I keep saying it, but I'm actually scared to do it, because when I talk about something like health related, I'm worried people will jump down my throat because I'm not a doctor. But also what I have noticed is on my podcast, I don't think anybody has given me any hate. No way. I don't think anybody's messaged me any abuse on my podcast. Oh my God, that is the nicest thing in the world. I do kind of feel like if my podcast is like a safer place, I feel like people only listen to it if they actually do like me, if that makes sense. I'm not saying like you're pure obsessed with me, obviously not. But like, I feel like nobody listens to it out of nosiness. Like, who can be arsed listening to me ramble for like 40 to 60 minutes if they don't actually like me and they just want to slag me? Whereas I feel like people can easily just tune into your Instagram or tune into your YouTube for a few minutes just to slag you, if that makes sense. So I do feel a bit safer, actually. I know I should just... Excuse me. I have like a real like flatulence problem. Is that the word? What was I saying? Oh yeah, I know I should just hurry up and get round to doing the contraception episode. So I will do that soon. How am I feeling coming off the pill? I don't really know yet. I don't know. I actually don't. I don't know if I feel much different. I do in some areas and I'll go into more detail. But I have only been off it for like, maybe like a month and a half, and the doctor did say it could take like a good few months just because of how long I was on it. It could take a few months for my body to get back to normal. So I'm just trying to be patient. Yeah, I'm not too sure. Sorry, that is a terrible answer. I don't really know how I'm feeling. Aw, I like this one. What is your biggest achievement in life? I would have to say going full time with Instagram. Well, there's actually loads of things I'm proud of. Like, Girlies Are Out is definitely up there. But I'd say like my biggest achievement would be going full time self-employed to be an influencer, because it's honestly, I can't tell you how much I did not believe in myself. Like, I am actually really, really harsh on myself. I don't know if it comes across that way, but I am. I always like talk myself down. I don't think I'm capable of much. I don't really believe in myself a lot. So actually handing in my notice and saying, right, I'm doing this, it was such a surreal feeling. And the fact that it's been a success so far, I've not had to look back. Things are going, touch Hollywood, really well at the moment. I'm in a much better position in every aspect of life than I ever was when I was employed. So it is my biggest achievement. It's something I still find hard to believe. It's something I think I'll be proud of till the day I die. So yeah, that's definitely my biggest achievement, and long may it continue. I hope more achievements come my way. Oh no, this makes me sad. Someone said, do you still enjoy YouTube? I miss your regular vlogs so much. You keep me smiling. Oh my God. Oh, that is so nice to read. Thank you so much. You have truly made my day. I love YouTube so much. YouTube and my podcast are my favourite thing, like over Instagram. The only reason that I've maybe not been as frequent on YouTube is just I'm so busy. That's not an excuse. It's definitely not. I hate when people say that, like, this is your job, make time for it. But that is the only reason that I've maybe not been as frequent. I do still try to post weekly, but I know sometimes maybe it's like 10 days apart or something. But I love YouTube so much. I think it's so fun making videos, and I will try to be more frequent and vlog more. Vlog's my favourite thing to do, so you're right in saying I've not been vlogging as much, so I definitely will try to do that more. I just love YouTube. I love YouTube. I love anything I can speak on, because I feel like I can show my personality more. I always say this, but I'm not pure big on like always looking nice. And that's obviously kind of what Instagram is for. I prefer like talking and chatting and just kind of speaking to everyone like they're my friend. And I feel like I can do that on my podcast and YouTube. So those are two things that I don't ever, ever, ever plan on stopping. So yeah, I'll get back to that. And I'm glad I can make you smile. Whee! Somebody asked, how do you deal with people staring at you when you're taking content, i.e. pics? Honestly, most of the time I do not care, because I'm like, this is my job, I get paid to do this, this is what I enjoy doing. Yesterday though, I was out, me and my mum went out because it was Mother's Day, we went up the West End, it was dead nice, we had like a wee Starbucks. My mum's like actually low-key a really fussy eater. Like, I wanted to take her for like brunch or something, but she only ever wants like a tomato toastie and shit. Like, it's just kind of wasted. So anyway, she loves Starbucks, so we went to West End, had a Starbucks, we like went round some shops and stuff. And yesterday I posted a picture, right, for I Saw It First, and it was like a wee pink cardigan and like blue cargos. The cardigan, like, it had like a big gap in the middle, and if you had big boobs it would show like loads of cleavage, right? But I don't. I've never had big boobs, and since coming off the pill, they have literally left the building. Megan's boobies gone, goodbye. So me wearing that was completely unoffensive. Like, if it was slightly inappropriate, my mum would say, Megan, you're not going out in that. So I didn't see anything was wrong with it. All you could see was, like, my chest bone. Like, literally. Like, go look at the pictures, you'll see what I mean. And I was getting quite a lot of stares, and not nice stares. I could see, like, older women kind of, like, growling at me. And then one woman went, oh my Jesus! At me. And I felt like, I'm the type of person who starts to worry. I'm like, oh my God, is this inappropriate? Oh my God, what am I doing? Like, why have I come out like this? Like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassing. Instead of just being like, you look absolutely fine, there's nothing inappropriate about this at all, or else your own mum would not be walking about the West End with you. So yesterday I was getting myself in a wee bit of frenzy. I was thinking, oh my God, I just want to go home. I want to get changed. But normally I'm really fine with it. If I'm literally wearing like a tracksuit and someone's staring at me, like obviously there's nothing wrong going on there. Sometimes I just worry, like, am I being inappropriate? But if people are just genuinely staring at me, looking confused as to why I'm taking pictures in the street, I think, one, get with it. We're currently in 2022. I feel like everybody and their granny's goldfish take pictures. And two, I'm getting paid to do this, you know. Some people, actually a few people, who have asked, what would be your death row meal, starter, main course, dessert? Oh, I had a pure dessert. Am I allowed to answer that saying death row? My death row meal would be Nando's, 100%. Nando's is my life. See, if there comes a day where Nando's give me a black card, I will die happy. I will know I have made it in life. That is like Leonardo DiCaprio winning an Oscar. That would be my version of that. If Megan O'Welsh was given a black card from Nando's, that would be it. Life goals made. For starter, I would have hummus and peri drizzle. Oh my God, talk to me nice. Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. For my main, like, say I had to pick what I actually was getting from Nando's, I think it would be a hot wrap with no yogurt dressing plus halloumi, peri chips and spicy rice with a Fanta. For dessert, I do love the cheesecake at Nando's, but it's not like my favourite thing ever. I think I'd switch it up and get ice cream from this free place called Valentini's in Glasgow. Is it in Glasgow? I'm not sure what that area is called. Giffnock maybe. Mint chocolate chip ice cream with sprinkles. Just nice and easy, nice and simple. Mint chocolate chip ice cream has been like my favourite go-to literally ever since I was a toddler, so I'll never outgrow that. That would be my final meal. No, Nando's, I love you. Although the Nando's I had the other day, I got a hot burger. It was blowing my mouth off. I get hot every time I go to Nando's, but this one was exceptionally hot, and the ice machine was broke, and it was actually warm outside, so I was just like, try to eat it, but still gorge nonetheless. Do you always see yourself living in Glasgow/Scotland? Honestly, yeah. I know some people might think that's weird. Some people are like, why would you not want to go live somewhere in the world? Like, say I had no financial stress, right? Say I was like a millionaire who could afford to live wherever I wanted. I honestly think I would pick here. And maybe that's just because I've not seen enough of the world, but I'm such a home comforts person. Like, I love going on holiday, as we all know, but I also do enjoy coming home. Like, I love my room. I love my house. I'm quite like a creature of habit as well. Like, I love staying at my friend's house and stuff as well. Like, I always have sleepovers with my friends, which I think some people find weird because I'm going to be 24. Like, I don't just mean like after a night out. Like, I'll purposely just go and stay at my friends sober, like you do when you're 7. But I don't think I'll ever change. Like, even when I have kids, I'll just bring it with me. But I am a creature of habit. I forgot what I said there. Like, I just love home comforts. I love my mum and dad being near me. I love all my friends and family being near me. So I really don't see myself literally packing up and moving abroad or even to Manchester. I just don't think it's something that I would enjoy. And I also think Calum's the exact same. We're both quite like that. We're both wee home buddies. So I feel like I'm always going to live here. I also feel like people take Glasgow for granted. Like, yeah, it's not like LA and it's not always warm, which I wish it was, because that's something that I'm passionate about, is the sun. But it's amazing. Like, you know, we're really lucky. We've got free water. That's all I kind of know. But I love Glasgow. I think it's so friendly. I will happily be here forever. If I'm fortunate and rich enough to have like a holiday home, I'll have that, and then I can visit as much as I want. I'd love one in Ibiza and would dream of one in Florida. That would be so class, but I'll always stay here. Righty ho, my writers. Let's finish up with one last question, because I feel like this could be potentially a long question. But it is best advice you've ever got, read, or heard. So if you happen to follow me on Instagram, like we're going back at least a year or two now, I used to post, like every five posts, I would post a wee quote. Like I'd just go on Pinterest and find like cute wee quotes, like that I obviously liked the quote itself, and it was also like wrote out cute, like a nice font, nice colours, etc. But I had to stop because I ran out. I think I cleaned Pinterest of them all, because people were like, why'd you stop posting them? I'm like, honestly, there's none left. There's no more for me to post. But yeah, I used to do that. That was actually quite cute. Something I used to do, but anyway, that was a thing of the past. So I still have them all saved, and honestly, Pinterest quotes, or any quotes, but I see them on Pinterest, have honestly got me through some difficult times in the past. I love a quote. I'm an absolute sucker for a quote. So let me read you out some of my favourites. One of them, take the risk or lose the chance. I feel like when I read that, my world flipped. I have never been, like, grown up, I was never a risk taker. Like, I was very play it safe, go by the book, did not take risks. And the minute I started to take risks, my life's genuinely changed for the better. And don't get me wrong, there's risks I've taken and it's went peak tong, and I've been like, oh, fuck. But another one, better an oops than a what if. So, yeah, take the risk, lose a chance. Wow. Amazing words. Another one is, don't just exist, live. Wow. How many days of our lives do we just exist? How many days have you got up, you've got ready, you've went to work, you've came home, you've had your dinner, you've watched TV, you've went to bed? That is, in my eyes, nothing wrong with that at all, because that's a normal life, but that's, when I think back to me doing that, I was very much just existing. When I worked at BT, the job that literally made me miserable, I was very much existing for a big part of my life, a good chunk of my life. I'm talking like a year. I felt like I was just existing. I wasn't living. I wasn't enjoying life. And now that's something I really live by. Obviously, I have days when I'm like hungover or I'm just having a bad day. I don't feel up to it. There is days I just exist. But for the most part, live your life. Like, life is too short. Like, go out there and grab it by the balls. Let's see. Oh, here's one. Maybe you just need to focus on yourself. I'm the type of person who gets really worked up, and like if there's a lot going on, I don't know where to start. And say there's like situations, if I'm like having an argument with someone, or I've fallen out with someone, or me and Callum are like on the rocks, I'm like, oh my God, how do I please them? What do I say to them? Blah, 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 blah. And maybe I just have to focus on myself. Maybe I have to put my feelings first. Maybe I have to figure it out what it is I want and what it is I need, and then the rest will follow. So there's another good one. Oh, here's a good one. Don't worry about things you can't control. Oh my God. This is something I need like tattooed on me, because I do, every single day, I do worry a lot about things I can't control. But then after I have like an argument in my head with myself, and I'm like, come on, calm down. I do always come back to it and say, see, no matter how much you worry about this and how much you stress about this and how much sleep you lose over this, it's not going to change it. You're not in control of that. So you're going to need to accept it, and you're going to need to move on and learn to live with it or work with it. So that's a really, really good one that sometimes it's quite hard to accept, but when you do, things will get easier. What's another one? Let's do one more. Things are what you make of them. So yeah, you can be going through a really shit time in your life. Like, genuinely, that's just an absolute fact. Like, the world has not been nice to you at all. But if you try to get through that and you stay strong, you're going to have a bit, you're going to, am I good at explaining this? No, I'm not. But things are what you make of them. Something really, really shitty can happen to you. But if you get through that, you keep your chin held high, you march on, you focus on the good, that thing won't be half as bad as it'd be if you just let it totally crumble you and defeat you and destroy you. So there's some really good quotes. Oh my God, I love a quote. And that'll do us for today. Thank you so much to everyone who wrote in a wee question. Sometimes I get scared putting it up. I'm like, oh my God, what if nobody asks me anything and I have to resort to Google? But you did. So thank you so much. And sorry if I didn't get around to answering your question. I just don't like to keep you here all day because I know yous are all wee busy bees. Yous have got things to do. And on that note, I really, really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy life to listen to me, yada, 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 in your ear. It genuinely means the absolute world. I love my podcast. It's something that just makes me feel really ease. I just feel like I get a lot off my chest. You know, when I said I feel like I need therapy, I do. I definitely do. But this also feels like a wee bit of therapy to me. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. As always, I can't wait to see you again next week. Make sure you're following Rollercoasting wherever you listen to your podcast so you can stay updated. Also, feel free to go follow at Rollercoasting Podcast on Instagram, because then you can get involved, you can interact with the podcast like today's episode. I'll see you there. I'll see you next week. I hope everyone has a gorgeous week, a gorgeous weekend. I love you so, 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 so much. And au revoir.
Life goes up and it goes down. I know my mom taught me that. I figured why we fool around so little and we keep track of time. Being so serious, idiots, thinking it will matter, keep me company downtown before the clock runs out.